bit of a mixed bag, you know, because I was just considering it before it came on the air. And it hasn't been a particularly brilliant championships, but it has been very positive in one way, in that records, Donegal records, continue to fall and fell in a big way this afternoon here too, in a windy enough Martin Stadium, cold enough Martin Stadium, to Kelly McGrory from Donegal Town, from Sir Conall Athletic Club. When I was on earlier, I knew from the heats yesterday that she was going to be in a challenging position for the gold medal, and she really dominated the race. She was excellent, absolutely excellent, and she returned a 59.41, which is a new Donegal record once again. And as I say, this is the story kind of the champions of the season so far for Donegal senior athletes, is that records falling, five or six records have fallen this year already, and there you go again, another Donegal record, 400 metre hurdles to Kelly McGrory. So excellent, excellent, excellent performance, dominant performance, her second ever national senior title, and you know, great credit to her, really great credit to her. So and indeed, her boyfriend was back on track at 400 metres, Thomas Barr, just a few minutes after that, and he obviously produced yet another brilliant performance prior to going to the Olympic Games by one of the 400 metres hurdles men. So, good day for Donegal in that respect. Overall, not a great day, weekend for Donegal so far. Last night, of course, I related to the two Lifford Strabane athletes, Adrian Gallen, who continued to improve, who continued to break records. That happened. And, of course, Brendan O'Donnell's second medal for him, his second silver medal for him in the Hammer Men. So well done there. And today as well, I did relate to it in a previous report, Nikita Burke, teacher from Letterkenny, a really, really, really strong, gutsy performance, I would describe it as. And if I remember correctly, it's 16:26 odd for 5,000 metres, and that got her a bronze medal. So that's a medal story. That's a medal story so far. We have to look forward to tomorrow and hope that we can maybe build on that medal tally through either Gavin McLaughlin, who will be a wee bit disappointed with his discus today. He did 44.90. That's short of his Donegal best ever performance. That only got him fifth. But he's back in the shot tomorrow. He's throwing particularly well, as is James Kelly. So we'll have to wait and see what kind of a return that brings tomorrow. And as I say, Summer Leckie, who at 16 some years ago won her first ever senior title a few years back. So she's in action tomorrow, as is Conall McMahon. And again, when I'm talking about records, I anticipate this before the season is over and out, that Conall McMahon from Tyrconnell Athletic Club will set a new Donegal record in the triple jump, a record that has stood in Nick Sweeney from Dunmow for years and years and years. So that would be very positive. And of course, Gareth Crawford from the Lifford Strabane Club is in the javelin tomorrow, and I anticipate a medal return from him as well. So look, maybe tomorrow will brighten the story up a little bit, but for all the work, for all the impact that Donegal is making, four medals over 2 days competition, and people need to understand this, while they were good, while they were brilliant, while they were record breaking, four medals, the number four isn't enough for all that hard work being done at Donegal. So I'm just making that point, and people can agree or disagree, whatever they like to do, but that's the story. So we're looking forward to tomorrow. We're looking forward to a good day's competition tomorrow, and a really, really, really outstanding performance from Kelly McGrory from Tyrconnell Athletic Club, 400 metre hurdles national senior champion.